This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Hope you got a little time off from the onslaught of holiday retail advertising because, well, you know what's coming. Right on the heels of Black Friday is Small Business Saturday, which began almost 10 years ago now to help smaller retailers compete. That can be hard enough without a trade war going on. Marketplace's Andy Euler checked in with a few Texas retailers to see how they're dealing with tariffs.
Right in the middle of downtown Austin, there's a little tourist shop called Wild About Music. Here's where you get your Fender t-shirt or pick up a poster of Texas blues legend Stevie Ray Vaughan. Shelley Meyer runs the place. She says more than half of her merchandise comes from abroad, and a lot of that is from China. She has one option when dealing with added costs from tariff increases.
It's price increases.
She says large retailers like Walmart and Amazon can haggle with their manufacturers because of their immense purchasing power. Wild About Music can't.
A small retailer, we don't negotiate anything. When you go to a supplier, they say this is how much it costs, and we either want to buy it or we don't buy it.
She says her margins are already really thin. If she does end up buying something to sell in her shop, she's got no choice but to make customers pay more. Tiffany Zarfas-Williams is singing a similar tune in her luggage store.
It's not like we have a choice of, okay, are we going to have less margin on an item or not?
She owns the luggage shop of Lubbock. She buys her products directly from manufacturers like Samsonite, which makes some of its stuff in China. She's paying more, so her customers are too. And she says prices change all the time these days.
It's funny when you think about what we've spent a lot of time doing in our store, which has nothing to do with selling product, is pricing changes.
She says nowadays she's paying a lot more attention to international trade negotiations like those between Washington and Beijing because she has to. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.